Hello.
Hi, is that Mr. Davis?
Yes.
Hi, Charles. My name's Michael Said. I'm calling you from MMA Legal. We're the law firm helping you with your Scottish redress case.
All right, Paul. Hey.
How are you, sir?
I'm not bad, not bad.
Fantastic. Charles, have you got 5 minutes to have a quick chat with me, buddy, about your case?
Yeah, well, I'm just upsetting you with dinner, but that's fine. I crackle in,
crackle in. Up to you, sir. I can call you back. It's up to you.
No, when you go, but I was meant to phone me the other day and left a message.
Yeah,
I don't know if it was you or somebody else.
Yeah.
I never got a chance to get back to you.
It's okay. It's okay. Just to let you know, Charles, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. As I said, my name's Michael. I'm
yes.
a senior investigator at MMA Legal. Sounds fancy. But my job is to get to know you, get to know your case. Not so much about what happened to you in care because we've already gone over that with you.
Yeah, okay.
Care team have done that. I don't see the need yet to drag you back over them emotional calls. My job, Charles, is more to find out how, you know, your time in care followed you into your adult life.
I ended up spending 9 years behind bars.
Oh, wow.
Something happened to me when I was 10 years old. Obviously, I kept that to myself, and then my life just... I've been talking about this recently because I've been in contact with users can open it up. I mean, I started at school, and I had the seat right in front of the teacher, Miss Scott. I had gold stars and all my drawers, and then I ended up at the back of the school, getting told to sit in the corner and behave myself, flinging chairs at teachers, telling teachers to fuck off and leave me alone.
Yeah.
Then I went to approved school at roughly 15, and I ended up in maximum security prison, doing 6 years for rape.
Oh, wow.
And in between that, I then spent 9 years as in actual days in the new Scottish prisons.
Oh, so you have you been convicted of rape?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I'm not sure if I can help you, Charles, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I had this similar problem before because it escalated and it got out of your hand and whatnot. Suddenly I'm no... That's how I can't get help either. Because they can't put me... I mean, I went through a program in prison, Stop Offenders Treatment Program,
yeah.
Which was a great, massive help. You know, I started to understand why I was behaving the way I was through the Geese Theatre Company and all that kind of thing. It started to highlight things. And as I say, with you getting in touch with me, it's been picking up a lot of things for the past that I wish I hadn't done, and this and that, and running an hour. I was notorious. I was a car thief. I fought with the police, married, divorced, fucking violent, alcoholic, etc. No, I'm all right. I'm fine doing it. I just go on in my life, and I don't bother about this, carry on, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's some convictions that the Scottish redress just won't help with.
No, that's understandable. As I say, the last time I spoke to somebody, they come back to me and they were honest with the same thing. My doctor said to me, we can't get you in counselling because you've been among victims and you're an abuser in the eyes of the law. I mean, I did appeal against it. My brother-in-law, who turned evidence against me, committed suicide because of it. And my lawyer told me, you just need to go on, mate, Charlie. And as I say, when I was in Peterhead Maximum Security, I obtained the advantage of getting counselling and help. And honestly, it's really helped me. I can't do none about the past. All I can do nowadays is behave myself and go on in my life.
Of course. No, of course.
I'm quite happy and contented, you know what I mean?
Yeah, look, I get what happens, you know, people who've been abused sometimes turn into...
It escalates through your life. You don't even see it yourself, you don't even realise it yourself. You're just constantly fighting. I mean, constantly just fighting with myself, even today, arguments with myself in the sense of, why? Why me? Why me? I was only a wee 10-year-old boy when that happened.
Yeah.
Well,
when were you convicted of the rape, Charles?
That was away, I was in 91, and then I could have been 95. The first bit of trouble away back in Rossy Farm was away back in 1973, after appearing at approved children's panels a few times, and then I absconded to there, and then I went to Rossy Farm, and then I escalated from there to Borstal, and from Borstal to young offenders to adult prison. Okay. And you just got to drag yourself through it. I mean, I've got pals who've killed themselves through the same thing. Couldn't handle it, turned to drink and all that kind of thing. I smoke cannabis nowadays.
Yeah,
I smoke cannabis and it just keeps me happy and I sort motorbikes.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
No, it seems to be a regular occurrence. What I'm going to do, Charles, I'm not going to go any further with you at the minute. What I'm going to go and speak to my lawyer, Matt Bell, to see if we can help you or not. Because
right,
I know
Paul,
that
right.
There are some specific convictions in which Scottish redress.
When they talk about abuse and things like that, I mean, I've been in Bullinney, where a guy got his eye ripped with a claw hammer standing right next to me, he had his cigarettes. The guy I was sharing the cell with committed suicide.
Yeah.
Another guy, I found him dead, and I had to go to an inquest to stick up for the prison staff to say it wasn't their fault kind of thing. I've been there and back.
I've been to hell and back, but I just
all right, Paul, that's what I do. It was you that pinged me, and I just thought, well, why not? But no, if anything you can do for me, I would be grateful.
Okay. Let me go and figure that out, buddy, and I'll give you a call back. If that's all right, Charles.
All right. Okay, doctor. Okay, doctor. Right, bye-bye now.
Enjoy your tea. Bye now.
Right. Bye. Well, we'll do. Right. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.